This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant group, has now announced that it fired a barrage of missiles at a military base deep inside Israel following an Israeli airstrike more than a day earlier that killed at least 37 people, including one of the militant group's senior leaders. It was not immediately clear if any of the rockets had hit their target. Israel's emergency medical services reported that a man was lightly wounded by shrapnel from a missile that was intercepted in a village in the Lower Galilee. Local media reported that a rocket shot from Lebanon were intercepted in the areas of Haifa and Nazareth. Gaza health workers say an Israeli strike on a school in northern Gaza has killed at least 22 people. Another 30 people were wounded in a strike on the school. The Israeli army said that it struck Hamas's command and control center, which was embedded inside a compound that previously served as a school. The Israeli army has continually accused Hamas of operating from within civil infrastructure in Gaza, including schools and UN facilities. The Gaza Health Ministry said Saturday that five of its workers were killed and five others wounded by Israeli fire that struck the ministry's warehouses in the southern Musba area. Israeli troops again raided the offices of the satellite news network Al Jazeera in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The troops ordered the bureau to shut down early Sunday amid a widening campaign by Israel targeting the Qatar-funded broadcaster as it covers the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Al Jazeera aired footage of Israeli troops live on its Arabic language channel, ordering the office to be shut for 45 days, and it follows an extraordinary order issued in May that saw Israeli police raid Al Jazeera.